Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. My name's Alon. Next to me is Adrian.
Guitar Hero.
There it is. Adrian, the mainstream gamer.
I hate Guitar Hero.
You've got your AC/DC shirt on. Actually, that's Hendrix, isn't it?
Hendrix.
Yeah, he's in Guitar Hero. One of his songs is.
All right.
He doesn't play it.
National Anthem?
No. Okay. Anyway, behind the glass there is Andrew, our world-renowned audio engineer and Wikipedia author. Appreciate that, Andrew. All right, we have a show, and we talk about video games. So I appreciate you all listening. If you don't know about it, you can go to chatterboxgameshow.com, or better yet, chatterboxers.com, same place, and go join us in a chat. There's lots of live chatters right now. There's a button on the page where you can join everybody and become a chatterboxer yourself, kind of like KISS has, like, the posse or something.
The KISS Army.
The KISS Army and the clown people, they have their own posse,
oh,
right?
Oh, I hate them.
The jablonies or whatever they are.
The retards.
I don't know what they're called.
Well, that's what we need a name for our...
Chatterboxers, dude.
Okay.
They're chatterboxers.
I had my own legion on the talk.
On the talk show?
No, on the talk forums.
All these people going, yeah, Adrian's awesome?
Yeah. Which surprised me, because...
Everybody thinks you're doing a great job, man.
Right.
Like, well, when's he going to get rid of Adrian? He hasn't kept a co-host for more than a week and a half. So, who's next?
It is hard to come here when it's for free.
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, I'm not paying you, and Andrew's not paying you. But that's all right. I think Andrew's the only one who actually gets paid for the show.
Yeah.
But you're in the middle because I pay for it, and you don't do anything, and Andrew gets paid. So I'm really at the wrong end of the spectrum. Anyway, let's talk about some games. That's what we do. I'd like to start off the show talking about what games we've been playing, and if you look at the website, you can see that, of course, I've been playing a lot of Guitar Hero.
I'm psychic Guitar Hero.
Well, I've got a story about it this time, not just like, oh, I played more of it. And I probably played some other games, too. In fact, 2 weeks ago, did I ever talk about playing the iToy game? I think I told you about it, but I don't know if I did it on the air.
No, and then you yelled at me for turning off your PSP.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. All right, so anyway, this week, I went out with a friend for her birthday, and the plan was... Afterwards, we're going to go back and play some mean Guitar Hero, and she hadn't played before. And so I thought, okay, you're gonna like this, but I thought, I'm going to be stuck for like a couple hours at this girl's place playing Guitar Hero on like beginner level all night long, which is going to be incredibly boring because I don't know if you're good at anything. If you try to go down to beginner level, it sucks balls. So anyway, break it out, start playing real fast, and she did really well. It was ridiculous. Like, we were playing expert by the end of the night.
So she's not me, and
not
she can
you
actually
at all.
Coordinate her movements.
Yeah, I think if she played violin for a while.
Okay.
So, like, maybe that's what did it. I don't know if it translates well. But, like, seriously, she was doing really well. She was keeping, like, 60, 70, 80%, depending if you played hard or expert. And I wasn't just staying on the easy songs. It's like, wow, that's impressive.
If you are into Guitar Hero and you did play violin, call in and tell us if that helps you.
Yeah, I was just very impressed. I was happy to see that. And I said, oh, good. This wasn't as lame as I thought it could be.
And she's never played before.
Never played the game before. But the very next day, she bought a PlayStation 2 and Guitar Hero. So she's played now.
Oh, God.
And will continue to play. Next week is introduction to Super Monkey Ball.
Okay. I'm willing to say, oh, that's a good game.
Yeah. Let's played that one.
Yes.
Well, see, what happened is the same day... it was her birthday, I said, right? So we went out to dinner with some friends of hers, and she and myself. And so then I got an email from her friends, because I'd been like, oh, here's my card, right? Here's my card. Because they like games. It was a husband and wife duo, soon-to-be trio, right? Playing, talking to me about playing a lot of games. And so I got an email saying, hey, you played Monkey Ball. I guess she listened to the show or something. She said, you played Monkey Ball on the Wii. I was like, yeah, well, don't get too excited, but... If you ever want to come over and play Monkey Ball, it'd be a good time. So I think on Friday, anybody in the area wants to join us, you just send me an email. You're welcome to come on over. Projector and everything. It'll be fun times.
I might have to crash that.
Yeah, Friday night, dude. Come on by. And so we're playing some Monkey Ball and possibly maybe even some Mad Maestro. Introduce some other music games.
I'm not coming over now anymore.
Mad Maestro is actually really kind of tough and not all that entertaining, so... definitely be playing some Guitar Hero.
Okay, I got to talk about the Wii real quick.
Go ahead.
My aunt, like old lady aunt type person, my mom's older sister, so old, calls me up to talk about the Wii. Wants to know what's going on with it. And I'm like, oh, well, you got to listen back to the old shows. Go to chatterboxers.com and download it. It's not going to be what you think it is.
For her, it's going to be great.
No. But she's kind of a gamer. She played Crystalis on NES.
in the Amiga years ago.
that was a great game. Don't say Crystalis. It was not a great. But then, like, about a year ago when she came down, she had a Wind Waker. She's like, I can't get past this. Go ahead and can you do this for me? So you know you're a gamer when you're coming from Ohio, bringing down your entire system.
They have video games in Ohio, dude.
No, I'm just saying. You're bringing it from Ohio just to get past the system. Kind of like me with any DDR reference in any game.
Did she know she could just bring the cartridge down and not the whole system?
Well, the problem at the time is my ex, when she moved out, took my GameCube. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ouch. I guess I was thinking the Nintendo 64 version, so she could have brought the memory card, not the cartridge.
What?
Yeah, world-renowned audio engineer. Thank you, Andrew.
The show's really gone downhill since
I don't know what's going on. So anyway, yeah, that's interesting. So she wants the Wii, or
no, she wants
the Wii,
but I'm like, well, it doesn't have pure, it's not going to know exactly what's going on. She's still going to find it, and I know she's going to get it because she's got grandkids.
And she's going to like it.
Yeah, but I'm like, don't believe the hype that you've been hearing.
Well, apparently we found out there's not all that much hype about Absolute Positioning. So,
well, no, but everybody understands. That's what we thought. When I say we, I'm saying the general public.
Uh-huh.
You thought it was going to do it. So it's don't believe the hype.
Okay.
Even if it's created hype from people that don't know what they're talking about.
No, I'm with you there.
Don't believe the hype.
All right. So how much time we have? We got 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Oh, we got like 4 minutes.
Exciting.
Wow. I never know what's going on with the clock on the show. So
it's
here's
right
what's going to happen.
Here.
Yeah, you're looking at it. So here's what's going on with the show today. Next segment, I want to talk about, we're going to do a little history of gaming and want to discuss the sequelitis. It's a topic we've covered before, and I think I may actually be discussing something I've talked before as well, but I want to make it a whole important bit about how we need to not want sequels so quickly. And I've realized that. Well, I'm going to save it. But anyway, that's what we're doing second segment. We're going to talk about sequels. And if you have issue with it, you should definitely listen. And call in, actually.
If you don't have issues with it, you want to listen and call in.
If you don't have issues, put it down. Go watch 4400.
What? In The Sopranos.
Before the show today, I was stuck. I was watching the marathon. I was like, I got to get ready for the show. Oh, I'm watching the 4400. No, I got to get ready for the show. I'm busy. What? There's another episode on. All right, but seriously, folks. I want you guys to call in. We're going to open up third segment, all the callers. So call in, talk about whatever it is you want to talk
about.
Anything.
It doesn't have to be game-related, right?
Exactly.
I'll give you dating advice.
That's not true at all.
Okay.
We could do a second hour, which is just Alon's dating advice, which would be spectacular, by the way. You all know with my dating history, it would be an entertaining show. So call in, talk about whatever you want. This is going to be open phones. It'll be fun time. Also, there's some emails that I've gotten from people lately, and I want to answer some of those emails. So we'll
do
that.
Are they ripping you or me or both of us?
A little bit.
Okay.
But mostly it's more just questions.
Okay.
And so anybody local who wants to call in as well, 602, what's the number locally? 277-KFNX. That's what it is. 602-277-KFNX.
5369.
That's true. And of course, we also have our 800 number. That's 866-536-1100. You can call in, talk
anytime
to us.
Anytime.
Exactly. But save it for third segment. So anytime except when I'm talking. And then, so we're going to talk about some emails, talk about whatever you want to talk about, and it'll be a good time. And also, during the break, you can go try to beat my score on Guitar Hero. I put it on the website.
No, God.
I put it on the website so people can see that I have over 7 million points now. But apparently one of our listeners has over 8 million. I'm very jealous. But luckily, he's a dedicated listener. He's a chatterboxer. Right. So what else is going on in video gaming world this week?
I've been playing Oblivion on the 360,
uh-huh.
And it's an okay game. I'm not really following
it. It's one
it.
Of the most popular on the 360. It's supposed to be a little bit more than okay.
They don't really explain how to do some stuff, and I'm trying to figure out. But when did it become acceptable to have lag on a console game that's not using the internet? How is that okay?
You know, are you using an HDTV?
No.
With this? Really?
Do I need one?
Well, no. I had a friend over, and he was playing Oblivion. And this is the first time I got to see it on the 360. And I was like, wow, that looks like it blows, because you're getting like 7 frames a second. What's going on? I don't know if it was because the area he was in, or maybe his machine was extra hot at my house, or... I don't know. Maybe it's because he was using HD and he was on like 1080 and it requires more power or something. I have no idea, but it just wasn't running incredibly well. And I thought, that's odd.
Playing City of Heroes, I had less lag on my laptop than I do on my 360 without the... I can understand if it's internet tied in and the internet slowing down, that's why I'm getting lag. I'm just running down a forest, nothing's around me, no creatures, no nothing, lag.
Well, the frame rate drops, yeah, in a big area. And with, you know, high detail and stuff. It's just like back when you were playing Zelda on the NES and everything went to slow down, you know?
I am okay with the slowdown because then it's like Matrix-y. I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with it just freezing at any point in time.
And characters just popping over to a different part of the screen. Is that what's happening to you?
No, not really. It just slows down. And then half the time I just sit down and put it
slow
down.
So that's slowdown.
No, it stops. It stops.
You have to reboot the machine?
No. It waits like 10 seconds and then it does. But that's annoying, especially in a battle scene.
All right, understood. Well, we'll be back and talk about something completely different when,
damn you, Oblivion,
when the messages are over. Welcome back to the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show with Alon and Adrian and Andrew, the AAA crew. Are we going to do that?
We're the A-team, remember? Yeah.
You know what I learned during the break, folks? Apparently, Adrian doesn't read books without pictures.
No, I do not.
No. It's like, I got the guide for Kingdom Hearts. I needed it. It's like, why don't you just go to GameFAQs.com?
Because they describe where the Trinity is. I don't want to read a description. I want to see a picture.
No, you prefer a tiny 2x2-inch
picture, you know, yes.
Grainy photograph.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Whatever. That's good for you.
And I'm pissed because I don't need it for Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
Which I stopped playing.
Why, is it Kingdom Hearts 2 easier or something?
No, they don't have the hidden stuff that you got to go find.
Oh, so it's easier.
No. Well, you don't have to find it in Kingdom Hearts 1. You choose to go find it just because you want to.
So it's just not as good. Is that the case?
No. I like Kingdom Hearts 2 better. It took me a while to actually like it better than the first one, because they changed a lot of the gameplay aspects, like fighting options and stuff. But once you got a few hours into it, you realize the changes, why they're there, and it makes it a little bit better.
All right. I'll let that slide.
But even though I've stopped playing it because I got my 360.
All right. So now let's talk about what I said I was going to talk about. First, of course, we have to mention UAT. University of Advancing Technology. Go to uat.edu. You heard the commercial.
You know,
you're listening live anyway, you heard the commercial. And, you know, that's where you can go to get into the industry or to learn how to do it anyway. All right, so here's what I want to discuss. The sequels that have been coming. We're going to start off with a brief history of what's happened. Now, I don't know if you know this history, Adrian, but you will now. Started off with Atari. I don't know if you realize this, they didn't really do a lot of sequels. In fact, I can't really think of any off the top of my head, so that, of course, means that there weren't any.
The Epic ET2?
There was no ET2.
Well, ET1 sucks, so why would you make 2?
But I figured gaming was so new that we really didn't need sequels, right? We always had a shiny new experience waiting for us, like Missile Command and Custer's Revenge. Nothing like a good old rape simulation to keep you interested in video games, right? So, of course, then it all dried up. Video gaming died for a couple years in the landfills of ET and Pac-Man. And Nintendo brought it back to life, like any good messiah would do. And they brought us back into gaming. Sega. What?
Fanboy.
Listen, you be quiet. Sega was there. They just, you know, nobody knew about them. I had a friend with the Sega Master System and the Blaster and the, you know, the cards and the cartridges at the same time. Anyway, so Nintendo brought back gaming. We were all excited. They come around. They introduce us to games with enough storyline and enough popularity to warrant a sequel. Interestingly, all the sequels missed their launch dates, but that's a side note. I don't know if you were one of the people waiting for Zelda, like year after year after year, the second Zelda. When's it going to come out? Right? It was even on like 60 Minutes or something talking about it. And I was like, wow, I'm seeing a video game on TV. I'm very excited. Of course, I'm not going to get it for another year and a half. And they say it's supposed to be out next month. So anyway, here's the interesting bit about these games. When the sequels finally did come, back in the day, they were often completely different games. You remember Super Mario Brothers, the original, mm-hmm. and then of course you remember at least the U.S. version of Super Mario Brothers 2, right?
Completely different game.
Completely different game. The Legend of Zelda, did you ever play the first one?
Yeah.
All right, did you play the second one?
The Link?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played it, but I don't...
Totally different game.
Yeah.
Like half role-playing.
Yeah.
Right? What about Castlevania? You played the first Castlevania?
Not a big Castlevania fan.
All right, I played the first Castlevania. I used to go over to a friend's house across the street, and we would play. Like, I'd sleep over there Friday night. We're like 10, and I'd play, and I'd play, and I'd play, and every time...
Have nightmares after.
No, we would get to the Grim Reaper, the second-to-last boss, and we couldn't beat him, and we never made it to the last level. Like, one time we got to the last level, ran out of guys, got to Dracula, had like one life on him. It sucked. Still never beaten that game. Anyway, the second one, Simon's Quest, totally different game. Like, same storyline, you know, bats and Dracula and gotta kill him and whatever, but also had a lot of role-playing element in it. So very, very different. And so there's these three really big titles, two by Nintendo, one by Konami, and they all decided, like, hey, well, we're going to bring out a sequel. It's going to be totally different. You know, we are pioneers of video gaming on the NES, not like Atari. And we have real storyline. And what the hell happened? Why did they make it different? Now, it's not necessarily a bad thing, though. In the case of Zelda, I would have preferred not having Zelda 2, but whatever. A lot of people still liked it. But I'm trying to figure out what the designers were thinking. And really, it doesn't matter to me. Who knows? But it made me realize something, right? We all really liked Super Mario Bros. 3. We all really liked Zelda Link to the Past. I don't know how many people got Castlevania 3, which came out on the NES, but I did. It was actually pretty good. I think it was the only Castlevania I owned. But anyway, people really, like, they laid in waiting. They said, oh, Super Mario Bros. 3, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. We got to see it in the Wizard movie. Wonderful.
Oh, with Power Glove.
Yes.
That
right?
was a
and
horrible
so
movie.
We had all this, because, like, oh, well, the second one, we got the second one, okay. Right? But it made us realize when we got the third one, which inevitably returned to the same formula as the first one. Like, this is what I wanted. And so the point is, there was that long wait between game and game, and the third version was a vast improvement on on the original. You know, Zelda was a much bigger world, obviously better graphics on the Super Nintendo, but, like, more of everything. But similar style game, not like the second one. Super Mario 3, similar in style, but way more stuff, way better game. And, I don't know, Castlevania. Nobody really compares Castlevania 1 and 3. But it went back to what the original game was. And so, what changed? Like, since then, I guess that they realized, oh, you know what? Making a new type of game didn't work. People didn't like it as much, except in the case of Super Mario Bros. 2. Everybody bought it anyway. But they returned back to the formula. And ever since then, they've been making, like, similar style games. Now, this is what makes Nintendo... why I'm such a fanboy, because they make Mario, right? And Mario, even though it's like a similar premise every single version, they do something totally new. Like, even Super Mario Galaxy, that requires you use the Wiimote unreasonably, is a really neat game. It's got all these new experiences. And people didn't really like they didn't claim they liked the GameCube one as much as all the other ones. But it had interesting new experiences too. Same premise, though. And I like that, but I'm upset that now we're clamoring for sequels all the time. Oh, Halo is awesome. Bring out Halo 2. And, like, that's great. I like Halo 2. I think I even like it more than the first one, although there are parts of the first one that I really enjoyed that aren't in the second. But anyway, the third one's going to come along. It's not going to work anymore. I'm still going to buy it. I'm still going to like it, right? Especially because Bungie's a good team. But it only works once. When you make the same game a second time, like, you improve on the original... it only works once. I get that game. Okay, yeah, this is a much better version of that first one where the people had the image. Now they get to make a better version and really put their hearts into it.
I have a exception to your rule. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
3, then it went to Vice City, and then now it's San Andreas.
Yeah.
San Andreas is better than the other two.
They all get better, but your interest is waned at that point. Like, the first one, oh, this is a really good game. Really good thing that they decided to make this. Fantastic. I want another one, because you're going to do way better now that you have time to develop it, right? Great. Third one comes along, you're like, oh, cool. It's the same game I already played for 3 years. That's awesome. Thanks, guys. And that's why I was saying in a previous show that what we need is for Bungie to make a totally different game and then return to the Halo series. And this goes with a lot of companies. Should have talked about that more. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. Callers, call in 866-536-1100.
Hey, it's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
What are you telling me to do, Andrew?
These callers are a bunch of flakes. They hang up, they call in, they're playing games here along. It's no good.
I understand. All right, so if you call in at 866-536-1100, we want you to not hang up until you've talked to us. I think that's what you're asking for them? All right.
Yes.
It's just him whining.
Well, that's a good deal. I mean, I can understand that. Punk.
Did I ever whine?
Did you whine?
I'm going to crawl in there.
Bring it on.
Take you out.
Oh, God.
Enough of this.
That'd be the shortest fight ever.
My long-windedness left me from saying everything I wanted to say last segment. I'm a little bummed. My point was that the sequels, we need to not crave them so much because it's what ruins it.
So, like, you're saying don't buy sequels if it's the same thing as the first one?
No, it's going to happen anyway.
They're going to keep making them if we're buying them.
I just want to get a message to the developers, like, give it a little bit more time. Back to the Future did it, man. We all really wanted to see Back to the Future 2 because it took like 10 years. And, when we get a sequel right after it comes out, it ruins it for us. Mega Man is the exception. People keep buying Mega Man like 15, and I don't understand it. Same friggin' game every time. But whatever. Those people are maniacs. With these other games, we need to, like, you know, give it a few years between them. I know you want it, but it's going to be a lot better.
They're going to keep making them if we keep buying them.
The honey is sweeter if you wait. Wine gets better with age, right?
Not all wine.
All right. Anyway, I want to take the show to the callers this segment, see what they have to say. If they want to ask us questions, 866-536-1100. If they want to bitch about stuff that we've talked about, 866-536-1100.
Just call me an idiot.
Oh, well, they do that on the chat.
They can call and do it.
We had somebody on the line, and now they hung up, Andrew?
We had a plethora of people on the line, and they all hung up.
All right. Well, they'll call back. 866-536-1100. For now, I am going to talk about some of the emails that I've received lately. There's been actually quite a few lately. People didn't like me talking about the Wii so much or ragging on it. And of course, we discussed that last week. But this one I got just today, I believe. And so this is from, I think, Brado on our IRC. If you go into the chat, this is Brado's email. He says, firstly, this is the best part. I'd like to say, great show. I'm a regular listener, and I'm from Canada. We have a lot of Canadian listeners, apparently.
We need the Canadian national anthem every once in a while.
I listen on my computer, and you do a great show, so keep up the great work. Really, that's about all I need to read. But he does go on. Secondly, from one gamer to another, I need some help in deciding where to go from here. I'm referring to which system that I need to go with next. Love Nintendo. I mean, I've followed them, and they've been dominant for years until now. I don't know what years he was looking at, but whatever. Many years ago, they were dominant. As for Sony, I fell in love with them with Final Fantasy VII in 97. A lot of people did, in fact. It helped with the PlayStation sales. Anyway, his question is, which system do you think is more worth the entertainment value? And I suppose money-wise would be helpful, too. That's pretty obvious which one's cheaper. You're going to have like $200, $400, $600. It's a pretty even spread. All right, so if you have the money, you get to buy the one you want, or you can buy another one with a bunch of games. Up to you. He says, I like Microsoft, but I feel like they rushed the 360 and are going to lose a lot of interest despite the great games they've got. Now, this is a point that I think we should discuss. I believe they did rush the system, not so much the technology, the system itself, more like they pushed the generation shift. And that's obvious given that they're a year ahead of everybody else. But somehow they managed to do that and still have a system that's supposedly about as powerful as the PS3. If you play Lost Planet, if you have a 360, have you hooked your thing up to your Xbox 360 to the internet and downloaded demos yet?
Yes.
All right. Did you download the Lost Planet demo?
Yeah, I wasn't really too excited about it.
All right, but did it look much better than other 360 games?
Yes, you could tell a difference in the look.
All right, so that's the proof that it's powerful enough to do these things. So who cares if it's a PS3 or a 360? Doesn't matter if they push the system or not. They do, however, have something that I think Sony is not going to do as well. The Xbox Live that they've had for years. They were able to put out a version and then refine it with the second one. You see that? It's just like sequels. And so it's actually an excellent system. The Xbox Live, I mean, and putting it along with a very powerful system is great. And so really, you need to decide on what system you get based on the games that are available. I've always told this, like when I worked at video game stores, I would say, people say, well, which one do I get? The GameCube, the PS2, or the Xbox? And it's like, well, I want you to put together a list of 5 games you want to play right now that's available on the system. For the Xbox, people had a pretty hard time. A couple of years ago, there wasn't a whole lot to play. PS2, though. I mean, there's a backlog of games that only cost $20. I was telling you my friend got the PS2 yesterday. It's like, okay. Or this week, anyway. You could go buy a bunch of games for $20 that are all great. You know, if you haven't played Jak and Daxter, if you haven't played God of War, if you haven't played Guitar Hero.
Not $20.
Yeah, if you're a car racing fan, you get, you know, Gran Turismo 3 or 4. Gran Turismo 3 you can get for like $8. All these fantastic games running like every genre, right? So PS2 is great. And in this question here about which next generation system do you get, it's like, well, you know, give the Wii 6 months. And if you can find games that you want to play that aren't made by Nintendo and you want to have a lot of games, I'd be like, okay, maybe they succeeded and other people put out games, right? I do think it's going to be basically a Nintendo-dominant system. There's not going to be a lot of third-party good stuff, at least not for 2 years. This is me all guessing. 360, though, all right, already they've got a year. They're not terribly, terribly expensive. I bet you could get a couple games with it this Christmas for the $400 price tag of the premium system, you know, with a game or two, especially if you buy a used one or something. And the PS3 is going to suck for the first year, hands down. There aren't going to be any games. No one's going to want to make games for it that are any good, put a lot of effort into it, because first of all, they're hard to make, right, on the PS3's whatever chip they have, their cell processor. Plus, no one's going to own the system because they won't even be available until like June of 2007 for one. Plus, when they are available, it's going to be too damn expensive. A lot of people are going to have a hard time buying it. It's not going to make the ripples in the community that the Xbox will have been able to by that point, because there's going to be so much more. So I think you're going to see a lot more stuff that you actually want on the 360 come this Christmas. And you figure if you're going to buy it then, well, why not just buy it now and enjoy it for the next 6 months? And the Wii you should get anyway, because it costs, you know, not that much. So you should buy that too.
I like how $200 is not that much when you start talking about this.
These days, I've grown up. I kicked the Coke habit. Now I have all this money to throw around.
No, I'm just saying in general, when you start comparing it to the other systems, $200 is nothing. It really, it's like, I just won't eat lunch for 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then, so we've got other people asking questions like, I think this is on our forum. Someone says, well, you know, what are we supposed to do? What did they, did the video game companies forget about the kids? I mean, I know that gaming has shifted and there's a lot older people playing these games now, but kid can't afford an Xbox 360. He can't afford a PS3 for sure. What is he going to do? He's going to have to buy the Wii, which is great. Great for Nintendo, right? But, I mean, you're really relying on Christmas, and you've got to have parents who can afford that stuff. Not everybody...
You're pulling a Bart and Lisa system. Can we go now? Can we go now? Can we go now? And that's the only way kids are going to get the system, is if they beg their... Or they have a gamer parent.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. But then there's... I mean, $400 for a lot of people is a whole lot of money. Like, it's a stretch for people to buy a system for $200. A lot of the people I've seen come into the mall and stuff, it's like... You know, you're going to now push $400 and $600 down their throat, and it's just not going to happen that much. All right. Anyway, now we have some people actually calling in, so I want to get to them. We've got Dan. All right, Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, hold on. How's it going?
Wonderful, thanks. Thanks for calling in. You have a question for me?
Yeah. I was wondering what your opinions are about the Space Quest series.
Man, were you a listener back when Nate Vig was on the show?
Yeah.
Man, he was the guy to ask about this stuff. His favorite games... Or anything with Quest after
really?
It. Yeah. Space Quest and all the different King's Quest he liked, but I think Space Quest was like one of his favorite ones. I honestly didn't play much Space Quest.
It was a really good game. They didn't change much of the gameplay throughout the years. They pulled out like 5 in 3 years.
Well, Sierra never did that. I mean, every game was the same game after game. Leisure Suit Larry games, it was just increase in technology over time. Space Quest games, though, everybody was really happy with them. I think I played one of them for like an hour, and I don't remember which one. Might have been number 4. Is that the Roger Wilco one?
I think so.
Or are they all Roger Wilco?
Yeah, they are all Roger Wilco.
One of them had it really big on the box, though.
I think 4 had Roger Wilco in the title.
Okay, there you go. See? So I think that was the one. I mean, I was a fan of those Quest games, but honestly, like, you've heard me talk about not liking repetition a lot, and so if I were stuck with King's Quest up to, like, 8, and now the new fan-made 9, am I right about that? Fan-made number 9, or is it number 10?
Not sure.
Anyway, like, eventually, I just get a little bit burnt out on the same experience time after time. And Space Quest probably would do the same thing. But I think Al Lowe is putting together a new game now. Am I right? Have you read this information?
I have not.
Apparently, he's put together a team and is developing something new. And he's sort of bitching about all the violence games, and it's kind of like, well, you know, you can make a game that's not all about killing. Try to make it funny. And, of course, he did that time and time again with Leisure Suit Larry. And I loved the Leisure Suit Larry on the Xbox, by the way.
Right.
It was fantastic. And it was a similar kind of game, just with newer technology. So I am a fan. However, your direct question about Space Quest sort of goes over my head because I didn't play it very much.
All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man.
See you.
Adrian, you never played those games, did you?
You went way too geeky for me.
Yeah. This is the history I've got in my head. All right. We've also... Oh, my God. This guy keeps hanging up, like, every time. This is what you're talking about, Andrew.
I'm going to smack somebody.
He did say he wanted to hear the song, though. How much time do we have left before we got to go? 2 minutes? Is that enough time for your song? We only need 1 minute for the song.
Oh,
all right.
So we got to fill.
We got to fill a minute.
Actually,
well,
let's just do it, and then we'll get longer in the last segment. What do you think?
Go for it.
All right, let's do that. Run it, Andrew.
Dave Darren presents Real American Windbags.
Real American Windbags.
Today we salute you, Mr. Video Game Talk Show Host.
Mr. Video Game Talk Show Host.
Because when we want to see some chicks' cans on a new game mod, we turn to you.
Show us the bazongas.
Thanks to you, we spend our weekends listening to two whiny perpetual teenagers talk about Mario rather than out getting laid.
Goddamn podcasting.
Listening to you argue about Xbox Live. Well, that's about the only box we'll ever get.
Alone with my DS.
If games are our smack, you're the Mac.
Tally-ho!
So crack open a Bud Light, oh Pumbaa of the PlayStation. When we hear you complain about how small your Wii is, we'll know you're not talking about just Nintendo.
Mr. Video Game Talk Show Host.
And Heiser Darren, Phoenix, Arizona.
I don't even understand the reference with this music.
Oh, Canada!
Oh.
We're embracing our Canadian listeners.
That shows how much I know about Canada. I got relatives up there, too. All right, Chatterbox
Video
Game
Radio. Something about a maple leaf? I don't know.
Yeah, I know what the flag looks like. That's
I
about
love
it.
Canada.
This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. Let's announce it for those who just tuned in, the three people listening live on AM radio here in Phoenix, Arizona. My name's Alon. Right next to me is Adrian. I like to call him the mainstream gamer. Doesn't know all that stuff I was talking about old history games.
No clue.
Doesn't know what Custer's Revenge is. I'm sure.
I know Custer's Revenge.
Okay. And, of course, Andrew behind the glass there. Before we move on, got to mention UAT. UAT.edu, the University of Advancing Technology, where you can go to get into the industry by learning how to program and design.
Half of the people in the room went there.
That's right. All right,
you guess which one.
We've got someone on the phones here. If he doesn't hang up, we can talk to him. Matt from Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Alon?
Not too much. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just calling up about recently. Sony was called on the possibility in an interview that they had stolen the Wii console design, or the controller design, as far as the motion sensing goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I feel like they're falling a little short with their defense. Their only real defense was that when we launched the PlayStation in 1994, we introduced the concept of real-time computer-generated 3D graphics. And they're accusing Nintendo of stealing that in this interview.
Are they really accusing, or they're just saying that they're not accusing Nintendo of doing that?
They're implying it. They're not directly accusing it, but they're definitely implying it. It's almost like they're like trying to say that they've patented the third dimension.
Well, all right, so here's my take on it. And I think everybody will agree with me, whether or not you've thought about it to this extent. Nintendo had a lot of firsts in video gaming, right? The D-pad, the analog stick, and Sony... I mean, they came along and made the analog sticks midway through a system's life cycle. I mean, the pack-in used to not have analog controllers, and then, of course, the PlayStation did, because they saw a good idea, they saw the relevance and the marketability of it, and they went with it. They even had multiple revisions, Like, they had a Japanese one that never even came out in the U.S. with dual analog without the shock. It was crazy.
That they stole.
Well,
allegedly.
Here's the thing, though. Like, analog control existed before Nintendo put it in the N64. They just chose to utilize it. Now, Sony just isn't breaking barriers. They're doing good things. And I'm certainly glad that they added it to the system. I think it's very obvious to anyone with a brain cell that they would not have put it in if Nintendo didn't make a system with those features, right?
Oh, definitely, but, you know, they could come out and say this, because as is, they just seem a little slimy and shadowy about it, you know?
Yeah, but they would certainly be breaking character if they were being honest, right?
Yeah,
that would blow their whole cover. They should say, and I think, I mean, his response is kind of valid. It's what, as a PR person, I would say that's a good line for you to give Sony.
They're like, spinning it.
Oh, yeah, we didn't tell them that they
Nintendo
stole 3D.
Them to it.
What was that?
Nintendo had beaten them to it. They had polygonal graphics on the SNES using the Super FX chip. It wasn't, like, high quality as far as the PlayStation 1 goes, but they did beat them to it.
No, that's actually a good point. So they did that before the PlayStation was around, too. And Star Fox was apparently successful. And there were
very I've heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I give kudos to them for having the balls to do something like that and take all the crap from everybody going, wow, you stole it. Because they know that overall it's better for the system. And really, I've always said the bottom line is the gaming experience that I have. And so since they're able to add it, that's cool.
I agree with that.
I think they're big pussies for claiming that that's the reason they took out the Rumble when it's really just a money issue because of that lawsuit thing we talked about. But at least they did add it, and that's cool because it's better for me. Might not be good for Nintendo, but it's better for me. And, of course, who do I care about? Big Papa. So,
Big Papa.
So, yeah, I think they're full of crap when they say that they didn't take it from Nintendo. They obviously didn't take the technology or, you know, they're still coming up with uses for it in their own games. But clearly, they put it in there because of Nintendo, and we all know that. So, whatever. We take their lies with a grain of salt. We move on and we buy their system anyway. When it drops in price a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, valid point. Anyway, thanks a lot for calling, Matt. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, so that's what I have to say about Sony. We all know they're big liars. Like, what do we expect? They're full of it. Everything that comes out of their mouth, they're
full
of it.
But they're not as evil as Microsoft, according to you.
No, actually, in gaming terms, their conduct is much more insidious. Microsoft, like, the one good thing they've done is their video game.
Didn't we just have this argument like 3 weeks ago that you feel evil playing Microsoft, but not as bad playing? I just want, for the record, he's finally agreeing with me that I was right, that Sony's just as evil, and they market to you just as bad, and they're just horrible.
A girl can change her mind.
I just wanted, for the record, that you were killing me on that show, that I was an idiot, I didn't know what I was talking about. But at least now you can say, hey, he was
Sony's
right.
Giving me some more ammunition.
All right.
No, I mean, it's... I may have said something different earlier. But I was right then and I'm right now. Always am. I still feel a little bit dirty with Microsoft stuff. But looking back on it, you have to admit, they've made a lot of good moves for video games. They are still slimy with PR. But at least they do PR. And at least they, like... I mean, they're good to their gaming people. They do good things for their system. They produced a great Xbox Live, you know, what do you want to call it? A great product? It's not a product. It's
add-on?
Function. I don't know. They've really produced something great with that, and they do their own deal of crap, like made such a big deal out of backwards compatibility, and now they're sort of downplaying the importance of backwards compatibility. And they basically lied about it, you know, saying, oh, all the most popular games are going to be on it. And then BMX XXX is, well... You know, the Splinter Cell games weren't on for 6 months. And so they have their own crappy PR. But at the same time, most of the stuff they do is actually pretty good, as long as it has nothing to do with computers. Sony, on the other hand, they're always full of crap. They're always trying to steal market share. They're always trying to create a new format. They're always lying to you about everything they do, the importance of Blu-ray over something else, and, you know, the fact that you should buy their system at $600 and whatever. But I mean, that's all right. We accept it with them because we're used to it.
I'm telling you, the reason they're doing Blu-ray is the same reason why I didn't buy a DVD player when it first came out. I'll just wait until PlayStation 2 comes out.
That's exactly what I did.
And a lot of people, and I think a lot of people are going to do it with Blu-ray. I won't buy Blu-ray when it comes out. I'll get a PlayStation 3.
Well, yeah. Well, that's certainly what they're banking on. They're thinking, well, if we're going to go with a next generation DVD format, well, you know, it comes in the PlayStation 3. Might as well get that. It does a whole bunch of other stuff, and, you know, Johnny's going
to
like it too.
It allows you to justify the price.
Exactly. And in fact, if you wanted to buy a Blu-ray player when they finally come out, they're going to be more expensive than the PS3 by itself, which is a little bit ridiculous, but whatever. Video game stuff is always cheaper. Unfortunately, it's also never as good.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I thought the PS2 DVD player was fine, but I think I used it for about 3 DVDs, and then I had like 50 other video game systems that played DVDs. Like 3 Xbox, I have 2 PlayStation 2s now. It's ridiculous. Anyway, it's the end of the show. Thanks all for calling in. A little disappointed that we didn't get more callers. We've got all these people in the chat. We've got Admiral, Bacon Sandwich, Brooklyn Bruiser, Bredo.
And they can use those names when they call in.
Chatterbox 533, you know,
that's,
anonymous.
That's my boy.
Okay.
That's my boy.
If you go to the chat room live on the website, it's Chatterbox with a number. Killer Jew, Lodokai, I'm in there myself, and Psychic Psychotic. Appreciate all of you being part of our live chat. We're going to be back next week. Same show, new content. Thank you, Adrian. We'll be back.
Chatterbox. You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info in the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.